Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm excited about tonight.
Yes.
Good to talk about disintegration, isn't it?
Yes, especially this one.
You bet.
Okay, tonight's topic, the disintegration of the patriarchal masculine, and this is really the archetype. As the patriarchal archetype disintegrates, it will be replaced with the divine masculine. This affects men and women and our total experience of reality. The recent energy shifts began this disintegration. It's bringing up anger, fear, rage, sorrow, and so many emotions. Our blueprint for consciousness is completely shifting. How will it show up in your life and relationships? So, we want to jump right into, because there's a lot to cover tonight. Veronica got a correspondence from someone who's an astrologer. And on the things that I followed with the show announcement, I put on there for your discernment. It says, new challenge from this week for your discernment. And so please understand, my darling squirrel, who we all love and adore, is the filter for this, because I don't have time to read all this stuff, and I don't have time to, you know, even if I sign up for the newsletters, they never get to me. The team has a way of filtering everything out. So, I mean, I'm very serious about this. I couldn't be more serious that I can't get newsletters, try as I may. So, anyway, Squirrel does this and does a phenomenal job of it and sends everything. I'm on her list.
And I'm on her list, and I'm glad. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So, at any rate, I generally pick and choose. I don't include everything. Astrology can be challenging, and I guess, Veronica, you received correspondence, and I'll let you talk about what she said.
I'll be really, really specific. What she said is the sun in Cancer and the new moon in Capricorn, This powerful merging and alignment also created powerful new balance between the divine masculine and feminine. That's what came through. And she writes, the sun was indeed in Cancer at the time of that total powerful eclipse on the July 22nd, but the new moon was also in Cancer. There can't be a Capricorn new moon unless the sun is also in Capricorn, and that would be in December or January, not July. In fact, there was a full moon on July 7th, around 3 in the morning here in the West, and that full moon in Capricorn, for sure, was certainly another energetic prod toward a more balanced understanding of the divine feminine and masculine. But the person who wrote the column uses an inaccurate astrological event to validate her experiences in Rio de Janeiro. That's all I need to say here, but it's like astrologically it would have been read as a mistake, right?
Okay, and so I think from now on I'm going to be very, very careful about forwarding any astrological predictions, comments, whatever, because this is the second time this has happened. And this is certainly no reflection on Squirrel whatsoever. But I know that people expect impeccability from what comes through here. And I would agree with you, so do I. Please understand that the shows really are not reliant on that information. So this information comes directly from the team and from experience that I have directly in sessions and what they want to bring forward.
And the other thing is, in your deeper sensitivity and perceptions of the shifting universe, you have a lot of that, and I have a lot of that as well.
Well, absolutely. And the shift of the patriarchal masculine, and I just want to explain this a little bit. Okay, and I'll even quote it because I wrote it I thank God I wrote it in my notes. What has come from the team regarding the breaking down of the patriarchal masculine archetype, our blueprint for human consciousness. Archetypes are our blueprint. When human consciousness was originally created, you always create the blueprint, the archetypes for every planet, not just Earth. When you have a major archetype, okay, begin to disintegrate, move out, whatever you want to call that, it resets just like when we remove a belief out of the subconscious. There's a complete resetting that occurs of the overall archetypal structure blueprint for all of human consciousness. So it's an across-the-board shift. It's very, very, very big. I saw a tremendous amount of this in the sessions that's been leading up to this. I've been experiencing it personally, and I've had a lot of stuff that I will share tonight.
And it's in the deep energetic cellular fabric, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I just like to make it a little bit more concrete, if you will.
Okay. Okay, so the energy within each of us begins to disintegrate together with our feelings of rage, anger, resentment, etc. around it, and all that is represented by it, okay, the dominating angry god, government, monetary systems, etc. So, you know, this has already been taking place, but right now it seems to be really in motion at, to the point where it's bringing up, I had to make 7 phone calls this morning at 7 o'clock this morning to people who were in, as soon as I got their emails, as soon as I got on the computer, I went, oh, crap, they're going through it. They don't know what it is, okay, and it only takes me a minute to make the call. I can't do that every time, but it felt important enough to get these people the information since the show was tonight. So that they could kind of back up from the experience, what they were experiencing, to see it from the broader perspective so that they didn't take it personally. Because as we're going through something this big and this exciting, oh God, I mean, I think it's so phenomenal. I'll just share my own experience. I had people here from New York, and both of them have worked with me, one much longer than the other one. And we went out to the Temple of Sekhmet on Saturday. And when you go to the Temple of Sekhmet, that's a very powerful experience. And I have this great philosophy. You never talk to her about anything, burn intentions, or ask for anything unless you expect to get it in spades. So I had a heart-to-heart, and it was very interesting because the information was coming. I mean, she was asking questions, just boom, boom, boom. And I was very quiet. I mean, I was doing this very personally. I did not do it out loud, which I normally do when I have a group. And I was asking specific questions about my partner and getting very interesting answers that, boy, I couldn't have made up on a bet. And everybody had their individual experience. My son, interestingly enough, did not go into the temple because he is feeling, you know, he's going through this shift, and he said, I knew if I went in there, I would have gotten totally blown out. I thought that was very interesting. He didn't tell us till that evening. We then went from there to a big crystal store here in Las Vegas that has the world's largest sphere. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records. And so they have some interesting crystals. I don't particularly care for the energy of the store, but they certainly have some interesting pieces there. On the way from the store back to the house, within a couple of blocks, I got rear-ended, and I had all 4 people in my car. And it was, we got hit quite hard. There was no braking involved, so we hit us, and I was stopped. And, but we all knew instantaneously that it was a shift. You know, none of us really took this as a personal experience. It was very interesting. The team later explained, and it, through the whole experience, we all knew this. The team later explained that it was a multidimensional catapult forward, and that for each one of us, we experienced something around the masculine, and it catapulted us forward through that. And it was a very quick, very effective experience, very effective. And each person in Natalia, it triggered a car accident that she had at the cellular level. She still carries energetic damage from that. And it triggered in all of her body where she had original damage from a very serious car accident, all the way through her body, a lot of masculine stuff around that accident. And for me, the person who hit me gave me false information. It triggered my stuff around not trusting men, which I thought was just wonderful. I of course didn't find that out till the next day, although I suspected it in a funny way. The other occupant of the car, a lovely, lovely gay man, clothing designer, almost immediately after the accident, he found out something about his lover that was very upsetting. So everybody had stuff triggered in the masculine. And so we found it a fascinating experience, absolutely fascinating experience. And for Natalia, the next day, I sent her to a chiropractor, and he was able to completely reset, because the stuff had been triggered, move her right through it. It was wonderful, because it had been brought to the surface. So it was just loaded with blessings, but it was very typical of this kind of interesting energy that we're in right now. The other thing, and I mean, this is showing up in all the sessions, really looking at what you're experiencing right now, what you're feeling right now, if there's a lot of anger, discomfort, dizziness, God, you name it, all the symptoms are just amazing. You know, we talk about them every week, but this stuff is coming up in huge ways, especially in and around relationships, anger at God, anger at the masculine, anger at dads, unresolved old relationships, anger at government. I mean, certainly that's in our face right now. The financial kind of disintegration that we're seeing, you know, globally. But individually, and what I'm seeing, even with men in my life, is a breaking apart of the old structure of the way that they have held energy and the way that they have held relationship, the way that they've approached life. And this is the part that I'm finding absolutely fascinating. I'm also finding it in myself. And I'm finding this birthing of the feminine, which for me is very interesting, because I'm finding myself very nurturing and loving. And not that I wouldn't say I am anyway, but with men, it's a whole different story. So I'm finding that really blossoming. And all the old distrust kind of falling away, because without that patriarchal framework, the masculine can be trusted in a way as never before. And for many of us, have not felt safe on the planet because of this really patriarchal alignment that has been, you know, it's interesting to me. I have a client who, you know, has a lot of anger with the Pope, but has never been a Catholic in this lifetime. But what the Pope, of course, represents is God on earth and so on. And so I see this stuff literally kind of just breaking apart, almost like glass shattering. So as you look around in your own life experience, especially if you're having recurring symptoms right now, or I find that a lot of people I'm talking to right now are dealing with, one in particular, dealing with a lot of legal issues, banking, lawyers, this, that, all of it, again, around this whole patriarchal masculine, you know, really just basically knocking down the door. In fact, she had some at her door last night, kind of knocking down the door, you know, look at your issues around the masculine and the anger that you have. Veronica, I'd love to have you talk about how I talked to you yesterday and how you were feeling yesterday.
Oh, was that, you phoned and said some people are angry, and I go, well, you just called the right place. But I don't remember a lot of what was going on. I just was very, I can't remember the issue that you're referring to. Can you refresh me?
You said that you felt like things were flinging out of your body.
Oh, yes, that I feel like my body is in some kind of cotton candy spinning device where I sitting down, and I was sit down and I write in the morning, and I could barely sit there. I felt like my skin was stretching where my body was flinging in circles. It was really interesting. I kind of like it in a strange way, but I couldn't actually settle down until I started doing my work, and that's different. You know, I could really focus.
Well, I think a lot of this is going to bring up as well is a lot of the suppressed and repressed anger at the masculine and the ability to embrace the masculine and forgive the masculine and stop blaming them so that we can let go of the past and move forward with love and expectancy. Now, this is going to create huge changes in women. I talked to someone today whose daughter was acting so erratically, and she thought she was doing something wrong. And it really had nothing to do with her, but her daughter had a lot of issues in terms of unresolved issues with the masculine. It's going to show up. Also, ending the myth of the knight on the white horse come to save the damsel in distress. How many times have we talked about this, Veronica?
17.
Okay. And this is really the anger that we have at our fathers for their failure to save us, whether we are men or women, and the transference of that for women to the white knight. You know, do for us what daddy never did. And for men, a lot of them transfer what mom didn't do them, you know, for them to the women. So obviously the women aren't the white knight. The women are the damsel, the caregiver, the caretaker, etc.
Well, it used to be fashionable to be in distress, but that's not working anymore at all.
Oh, God, no. Not in a new relationship. It's absolutely not. So it's going to allow us to take our place in the world with our true feminine power, mm-hmm. and to create and the true masculine to manifest. You know, this is going to be so damned exciting, because which means we have to let go of our old stories.
But we don't know. We don't even know what we're looking forward to.
Well, I can, you know, I can feel it coming. Somebody used to say to me, "I can feel it coming and hear it humming." That's pretty close to it. And then we add in there the ability to work with the subconscious and the unconscious. Along with this whole archetypal blueprint changing, okay, and this is ascension. This is what we've been waiting for, you know, and uncomfortable though it may be, it's incredibly exciting.
We're in the cotton candy machine.
There we go. And I'm just going to read a little piece, just an excerpt from, not astrological. I think this is from Think With Your Heart. Holy Heart Openings. The sacred centrifuge that was being held in place by many of us over the last several days served to protect humanity and the Earth from unnecessary catastrophe and strife, while the solar eclipse built up the momentum necessary to blast open the male heart center. Apparently, as I understand it, this centrifuge was created to filter the separation of the largely imbalanced plexus-centered masculine energies of sexual corruption, greed, anger, rage, and power over others. From the divinely balanced, heart-centered masculine energies of grounded empowerment, organized structure, supportive co-creation, and the leadership regulation necessary to balance the free-flowing energy of the divine feminine. I love the way that was put.
That was beautifully put, yes. Yeah.
These two potent forces collided and merged through an absolute act of divine grace, which will enable the balance of both male and female energies to run concordantly through the human body.
Centrifuge, isn't that the flinging of energies in a circle?
There you go, Veronica.
See, we know, don't we?
Yes, emotionally this may have accounted for any volatile feelings of extreme irritability, rage, anger, anxiety, sudden short fuses. I've had a few of those, by the way. I believe I threatened to jump up and down in somebody's coffin. Not a client.
I hope the person hadn't already crossed over.
No, he wasn't. He was walking to dinner in Belize, and he could hear the cats, whatever breed of cat they were. But, you know, I don't know what they were. They weren't, they were cougars, I think. And he could hear them howling. And he said, I didn't know if I was going for dinner or going to be dinner. And I said, you know, I said, you better have my damn number on emergency on your cell phone. And he said, you're at the top. I said, Bootley, if they ship your damn coffin home, I'm going to jump up and down on the damn thing.
And he was scared.
Not at all. But, it, I mean, that's my short fuse. Okay, so... anyway, extreme volatility, there it was. A lot of clearing, solar plexus heart openings. You know, I thought this was really interesting. Heartburn, indigestion, turning into nausea, heart flutters, palpitations, skip beats, middle upper back pain directly behind the heart, between the shoulder blades, like you've been stabbed in the back. Lungs, breaths, bronchial clearings. I mean, I've been through all this. Unusual sensitivity, soreness, swelling in the breath if you're a female, kind of like PMS on steroids. I mean, I just love it. But this has been a very, very interesting time since the whole time I had people here, we were all going through these major clearings. Cellular detoxification, intense clearings, skin rashes, lots of that, and itching. She describes it as eczema meets heat rash. Sinus congestion, sore throat, stiff neck, body aches, lower back pain and stiffness. This sounds like a commercial on television.
Yeah, you think it's all the side effects of aspirin or something, isn't it?
Yeah, lower intestinal clearing, sudden bouts of vertigo. Lots of people I've talked to have had vertigo.
Yeah, me too. Wow.
Suddenly, allergy, seasonal allergy-like symptoms, deep fatigue, restlessness, insomnia, deep sleeps, weird dreams, food cravings, bloating, weight gain, loss, aching, stiff joints. I mean, really, we've been through it all.
Weird dreams I've gotten. Mm-hmm.
Yes. This excess of masculine energy that is being transmuted through the willing lives and bodies of way-showers is very potent, and it is only those warrior beings, who embody high levels of love and light, who have the ability and experience to properly clear these morphogenic grids. In other words, this is their area of expertise. This is actually a channeling from Metatron on Think With Your Heart. So I love this. Then it goes on to say, 6th of August will offer closure for past miscreations, as well as to initiate our new beginnings based on the now anchored foundation for future of Earth. Now, I really want to share this dream. Just to really drive home the point here, and this particular person, I don't want to use names here, but this particular person has extraordinary dreams, and her higher self really does a great job. Then the dream, I'm leaving out a lot of the dream because I didn't think it was appropriate to read on the air. The dream progressed as my heart began to hurt again. I was wearing a beautiful low-cut cowl, white sleeveless blouse that hung perfectly around my body. When I looked down, much to my horror, and try not to laugh, this was traumatizing to me. There was an adult penis attached over my heart in between my two breasts. At that moment, it was flaccid, but I freaked out. I love being a female. How could I truly be a female with this penis attached to me? I did not want anything to do with this penis. I wanted it off of me. As I walked, the material of my blouse gently slipped over the penis, and it became fully erect and stuck out past my two perky breasts, which only upset me more. Can you imagine walking with a fully erect penis sticking out of your chest past your breasts? And all she could think of was, get it off of me now. Looking again, I realized that there was about a 1-inch strip of skin that this penis was attached to. And her nails were long enough, so she tried to cut it off with her nails. Then realized the skin was too thick and didn't want to hurt herself. So she thought to herself, I'll get a surgeon to remove it. And then I wondered how I would be able to make love to my husband with a penis in the center of my chest. Even if I kept my blouse on while making love, the penis would get hard from the pressure of his body rubbing on it. This was horrible. My heart began to hurt more and more until the pain was so great that I woke up from the dream. And telling this may be funny, I was left with this overwhelming feeling of getting this penis off of me and my heart hurting. I can sort of chuckle about it, but this one is hard for me to see the humor in. I figured that my guides did well. And the team did I really can't paraphrase because I don't really remember the sessions. I will do the best I can here. But in essence, this was the penis right on her heart, which stood in the way of her being able to have the love that she needs for her husband, the anger at the masculine, and that's what the penis represented. And I thought it was absolutely, I mean, her guides are phenomenal when they bring forward stuff like this. I just thought it was great. But I thought I had to include it tonight because I think it represents for so many women the anger that we have carried in for all the work at last 5.5 years almost. You know, we've done so much work with healing the anger at God and the God projections, you know, father, of course, and then husbands, lovers, etc. And then, you know, doctors, you know, people of authority, presidents, etc., etc. So this is, I consider this to be one of the most magnificent times going on. And Veronica, I know you've got things you want to share about this, but I just think it's amazing, and I'm excited that we're in this time right now. And I can feel myself truly the protection that I have carried for so long in this lifetime around men, and I can feel that all coming down because I don't need it anymore. And I'm absolutely, I mean, that's how convinced I am that this is shifting, how much I can feel it shifting, which I think is absolutely beautiful. What have you seen, you know, in your sessions and so on and so forth? Has this been coming up for you as well?
Yeah, I feel like people are, over and over again, I feel people, the way I would explain it is kind of like our molecules are farther apart and people feel more light and more possible. Or if we do some kind of heavy releasing around male authority or whatever, it seems to go very fast and people seem to go through healings very fast and it's quite thorough. I really think that's indicative of the archetype being ready to move, you know?
And yes, well, and it is.
And we want that.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in religion on the planet, and I think that we're going to see a lot of that. And since religion has been the source of disharmony on this planet,
and suppression of all kinds. Eh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think we should mention Jimmy Carter's letter, which Ginger Matrose sent out.
Yes, I wish you had that because it was brilliant, and I forgot to include it.
It was so good, and for those of you who haven't, look up Jimmy Carter's letter, and what he was talking about was recognizing he was a Southern Baptist, and he recognized the betrayal of the balancing of the male and female and the subjugation of the women and so on in the Bible, and he has stepped away from it and publicly denounced the whole thing about religion, Bible, religions of all kinds, and Bibles and so on. It's really quite a big step.
This is a man who read the Bible in the White House daily.
Yeah, every day.
Yes, and for him to step forward with that kind of a statement as a former United States president, again, an indication of where we're going here.
And he belongs to a group called the Elders, which I gather are big people like Desmond Tutu and Mandela and so on. There's a group of them, and they're all talking about this, which is a pretty big influence on the planet.
Brilliant. I would recommend for everybody to really focus now on the remnants of what's left that needs to be forgiven. I know everybody's done forgiveness work out there. Please, believe me, I'm not being condescending. But, you know, we have pockets that we've withheld. So many of us, and Veronica and I were talking about this the other day, have been years out of relationship.
A lot of years, a lot of people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in order to enter back into the relationship arena, all right, it has required, because it's been a very safe place to not be in relationship, to be able to process and to move forward and to grow and to do a whole lot of things, because relationship can be distracting. What I'm seeing now is that the new relationships, rather than distracting, are wonderful opportunities to truly see how much growth you've made and be able to work with the energy in a totally different way than ever before. It's very exciting to me. Mm-hmm. Very exciting to me.
Okay.
But again, any place that, you're still withholding or still have anger, resentment, et cetera, boy, this is the time. Having to do with the masculine, including any form of institution, et cetera, it's all related. Also, a couple of things I wanted to talk about tonight. I've had a couple of people write me and say, gee, would you please, you know, change the color of the background for the things that you've put on there and so on and so forth. And I want to say to everybody, I don't have a web person right now. And if you print them out, there's no problem. They print out in black and white. And I would love to be able to accommodate everyone, but what I really want everybody to understand is that for Veronica and I both, okay, the shows cost us money to do. And all of our time and all our preparation, all our research, everything that we do, this is our gift to everybody. It's really difficult for us, and I know it is for me. I absolutely just don't have time to do anything extra. I barely can get through the day. And for, you know, over 5 years, all I have done is work and do the show. And, well, I didn't do the show for 5 years, but over 2 years. And, you know, I mean, I've had no life other than this work. And right now I'm trying to have a life as well. And it's really tough to fit everything in. So please understand, we do the best, the absolute best we can, but these shows actually do cost us money, and in addition to our time and energy. And they are a gift to everybody, and I, you know, I hope you take it in that fashion.
Unless you're a web designer and can just change that yourself and offer it up.
Right. I don't happen to be one. I'm not. I used to be able to do a lot of things computer-ese, but doing this work, I have lost all technical abilities. Believe me. I think you know that, Veronica.
But I think it really helps when people know what the reality of the situation is, and then people appreciate whatever comes out, you know?
Right. Well, we are all doing the best we can. And, I, you know, the day of the show, I mean, I start doing the notes as soon as I get done with my last session. Veronica and I talk, what, 3-4 times before we ever get the show out the door.
And we laugh. We have to laugh.
Yes, and we laugh as well.
Mm-hmm.
And but, I mean, there's a lot of work and prep time. And so, you know, again, I'm not complaining. Please don't misunderstand that, and I'm not saying poor me. I'm just really saying please understand that. People, I know, Veronica, you've got 2 shows, and you put a lot of work into those. And certainly you don't get compensated for what you do. So,
except through just loving doing it and knowing we're part of this huge wave of change out there. We want
that. That is what we're here to do, and we know it.
Yeah. And you listeners are part of that as well.
Oh, boy, are you ever. So it's our joy to do this, so please understand that. It may not be perfect, but we do the best we can.
Yeah. You're right. I love it. It's wonderful.
It is. It's fabulous, and I love everybody, and, it, you know, it's a joy. Love to hear from any of you. Love to hear your comments. Always happy to have those. And so bear with me, but like I said, if you can print them out, they're a lot more legible. At some point, I'll have a web person and get it so that it'll be easier for everybody to read. I think I'm going to bring in the team and let them talk to everybody, and you can ask them questions.
They might have been studying technology in the meantime.
God, I wish I could channel somebody that does technology.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, no, not today. Thanks anyway. Right now I'm channeling a chef.
This is the technology of the belly.
Okay. All right, I love you, everyone. I'm going into channel for a little bit.
Bye, Jackie.
Bye. Oh, wait a minute. There was one more thing I wanted to tell you. I knew there was something else. In talking with someone else today, they said, you know, you laugh through the whole show, and we really don't know that, you know, if you really suffer like we do too, and so on. And I said, and it kind of made me giggle. So I want to say here, I do try to keep things pretty light and so on during the show. Please know that Veronica and I are walking through this stuff ass deep. Okay.
And sometimes you just have to laugh about it because it's a lot.
It is a lot, and I know it's, you know, I don't like to come on the air and say, oh, this was a bitch of a week, and I, you know, almost killed him, and, you know. It's really not.
What do you mean I'm angry?
Yeah, right. And so, but I will say that, you know, I certainly go through my hell. I know, Veronica, you go through her years. I mean, we are not exempt from going through all of these changes, all the energetic shifts, everything. Believe us. Believe, this is the truth, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't get on and whine, and sometimes I don't share a lot of my personal stuff. I share quite a bit, but not all of it, certainly. And, please know that we're not here preaching to anyone because of pontificating, because that's not the case. And in my case, I know that it's absolutely been deemed the way it is for me, is that anything that comes through, I have to experience first. I would really like to know whose idea that was and when the hell I signed that agreement.
Keeps you humble.
Huh?
Keeps you humble.
Oh, it keeps me more than humble. All right. Well, let me get out of the way. All right. All right. Well, welcome everyone, and you, Veronica.
Thank you, and you.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Mm-hmm. What an exciting time. Now, we're not going to tell you that all this is easy. You already know it's not. And if there's anybody out there that's just zipping through life, all right, you write the channel and let her know, or Veronica, all right? And if you've got any secrets that she doesn't have, or Veronica, you let them know. You're going to have challenges, people. All right? You're going to have challenges. You're going to feel some days like you are coming apart. And that is a good description of what you're actually experiencing. Coming apart. Now, in order for the new to set in, the old has to unweave, doesn't it?
Yes.
Unwind, disconnect. Now, it can be uncomfortable. It can be disconcerting, and your physical issues can be challenging, certainly. You know, one day feeling fine, the next day feeling, oh, terrible. Gastric distresses, all kinds of distresses, we know this. Energy variations, where some days you're just wired and other days you're exhausted. Lots of chest clearing, by the way. Lots of chest clearing. Deep sorrow. A lot of you are healing a lot of sorrow. Now, are you healing for the collective as well? Are you caring for the collective as well? Many of you are. Many of you volunteered to do more than you share. Now, we don't want to tell you that and create a sense of martyr here. Because that's not the reason you agreed to do it. You agreed to do it because you could. Because you felt that confident before coming to the planet in your ability to participate. In your level of commitment, your excitement, your commitment to the human race, and to Earth itself. And to the universe, because although Earth is changing, the impact of what's going on is impacting the entire universe. Earth is not contained and separate from everything. That's impossible. Absolutely impossible. Now, we believe that more and more you're beginning to understand. At least we certainly hope so. The reason that there's such a focus on all of you, why we love you so dearly, and what our level of commitment is to all of you to help and assist you through this, because it is a commitment you made before coming in, a very big one, a huge endeavor. Now, you have these wonderful meetings, you see, where you all get together and decide how far you're coming and how things are shifting and changing. You tend to think that the information coming through the shows is new, when in fact many of you have been in discussion about this with us, all right, in a large group. It's not really new. It's only new to your conscious mind. That's all. Many of you are involved in the planning and the shifting and the changing. How much do you think can handle, and when do you think this, and what do you think that, and, you know, what do we need to shore up, and where do we need to run the energy, and what part of the earth is going to be affected, and what institutions, and so on. We encourage all of you, really, to pick areas that you are drawn to send light and love on a daily basis, if you can. Parts of the earth or specific areas, whether it be government or finance or legal, military, whatever it may be, because you see, these institutions are going to reorganize as well. They have to. It's the way it works. It's the ripple, people. And as the ripple moves out, everything will be impacted. Everything. Including your animal kingdom. There will be nothing that won't be impacted. Now, that's pretty exciting. So a little short-term discomfort for long-term changes that facilitate the ascension process. And we hope that all of you support that. We know you do. We know you do. It's important also not to take all this too personally. And unfortunately, we see a lot of you who, when something does go wrong, assume that you are miscreating or that you missed it. You know, what have I done wrong? How did I miss this? How can I be sick again? How can I be this or that? Please don't assume that any longer. Try to pull out and look at the bigger picture if you can. All right, I'm feeling this and this. You know, we get lists sometimes from some of you, you know. Dear team, please send assistance. Here's my list. All right, my laundry list of issues. I'm angry, I'm this, I'm that, and so on and so forth. Yes, of course you are. Good for you that you're able to actually be able to see what you're feeling, recognize it, and describe it. We had someone the other day who created a miracle with their rental situation in New York with the rental authorities there again. All right. Archetypal masculine, right? Patriarchal. And her miracle was reversed. And she wrote and said, "What have I done wrong? How could this happen? How could this happen?" and was rather devastated, you see, that the miracle slipped through her fingers, because at one point it all went into her favor, and then it shifted back over here, and there was some little things that happened in between. And we saw what happened. It was some fear that popped up that she didn't have the money to get the paperwork filed and this and that properly. Remember, everyone, fear is your enemy through all of this. Fear is your enemy.
How can we change the, for example, oil and alternative energy thing? We need a huge number of us to be collectively inspiring a transformation of that patriarchy?
Well, we wouldn't say it has to be a huge number. What we would say is if some of you would get together and say, yes, you don't have to get together with each other, but say, this is where I'm going to put my focus. This is the one I want to work on.
Hmm.
I'm going to put my magic here. But again, when you go into something of that nature, all right,
mm-hmm.
do it lovingly, without the judgment, without the blame. See, you can't bring the same energies that are trying to be healed on the planet into the mix.
That's right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
It won't work. So you have to come into it absolutely clean, with the ability to allow, to trust, to love, to elevate the truth, the opening for that, sending the purest energy into it, the purest energy into it, and then letting go, you see. I'm going to add my magic to this blossoming here. Without all the judgment and making wrong everything else, elevating this free energy for the planet and seeing it coming up and out and encircling the planet, the energy of free energy. Without going into, oh, they'll never let this happen, you know, they'll stop it, they'll kill them, they'll this, that's the hard one. Because now you're back into the old energy, the one that you're healing. And if you can hold that vibration, if you can hold that frequency, you could be very effective. It then is not a matter of numbers. How much do you believe in your magic, Veronica?
Well, sometimes I believe in it majorly.
That's the time you want to do it.
All right.
Don't do it when you're feeling wimpy. All right, do it on the day that you feel filled with magic,
mm-hmm.
and bring that energy to it. You never know when it's just going to land like that and pop through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there were people all over the planet in various places, you don't have to get together and meditate and this and that. At whatever time of day or night you decide, I'm going to add my magic, wherever that is. For some of you, it may be oceans, water, this, that. Feeding the poor, you know, everybody having food, shelter, medical, whatever. What we see from our perspective is that so many of you are in various places that you've aligned yourself, and then some of you are spreading yourself all over the place. Sorry. Little magic here, little magic there, little magic here, there. That's all right. You know, let me see, did I leave anything out? Oh, yes. We work with dear Natalia, who daily does her prayers, and then she runs around the entire planet and the oceans and here and there, spreading as much light as she possibly can with such deep love. So you see, we are aware of what all of you are doing. Even if you're doing the chakra activation technique, And you don't even need to do that. You can go into the chakra just under your feet. All right, anywhere from 3 to 40 feet below your feet. And right there, run these beautiful roots of crystalline light into the earth, thousands of miles in every direction. And give a big push, your love and light. Pull it in from the universe, right through into the earth. You just had a fire the grid event.
Yes.
When you're in that chakra, fire the grid with your breath. And see that light traveling all over the planet, in every direction. Expand your consciousness that you don't have to do it in a linear fashion, going every direction all at the same time. But send it with love. Send that light with love through the grid. You understand?
Yes, it's wonderful.
All right? Mm-hmm. That only takes a moment, but it's incredibly effective. For some of you, it's the animals. Each one of you has areas that are special to you, that mean a lot to you, and that's perfect. If you feel an alignment, then put your magic there. Veronica, if your alignment is with free energy, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And for any of the rest of you out there listening, but remember, the energy you bring to it is so important. Please don't bring the energy, "Oh, it'll never happen."
Hmm.
They'll stop it. "I'm not enough to affect change." Any of that is defeating. You might as well not do it. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does. And we only have 2 more minutes, although I'm very interested in the subject of mass change. Because
right.
It seems to me everything is moving anyway. We kind of have to catch the wave, don't we?
Yes. Well, and you all want to feel that you participated. And that's the thing we want to say to you. Every one of you are going to want to feel that you are participating in the change. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Veronica, talk about your show. Go ahead.
Oh, next Tuesday at 4 o'clock, Radiance by Design is a call-in show. We do energy meditations. And it's very good, and we've been talking about defense and belief, so I don't know what we'll talk about this coming Tuesday.
Wow.
And at 5 o'clock, my paradigm shifter is Almeen, who is a Nagual, which means that she has full cognizance of all lives and so on. Anyway, she's a really interesting channel. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience to listen to her.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, tonight, if you desire, you are welcome to call us in. We would recommend tonight that if you call us in, to ask us to work with you around the healing, right, of the patriarchal masculine. That's healing of your relationship with God and all aspects of patriarchal masculine. That in and of itself can help expedite the shift. We are happy to do that with you. Call us in, dear team. Will we show up immediately? No, generally a couple of hours. But your concepts of time and imprints, because you speak the words, does not mean that they do not sit there, that we do not know that there is not a wonderful way of observing and watching everything that's happening. We know everyone who's listening. We love you all. We love you all. We cannot tell you how much. We're so excited for each and every one of you to be participating in this extraordinary time on the planet. You have no idea how significant this will be. Forever, not just now, and how the ramifications of this will ripple out to all of your experiences everywhere and everywhere. Know that we love you. Know that we love you. You are not walking through this alone. Remember to work with your higher selves and your soul and your guides. You are certainly welcome to call us in, but remember, remember, they are closer now and able, more able to communicate with you now than ever before. Ask for signs when you go to sleep at night from your guides, from your higher self, through the dream state. Ask them to bring you as much information as possible, as you can handle, in order to shift and change. We love you all, dear ones. Veronica, we love you.
I love you, too. Thank you.
All right. And until we speak with you all again, in this format, dear ones, namaste.
Namaste. And thank you, Jackie. Good night, everyone.